Well, engineers have built the first flapless aircraft. Ever since the Wright brothers first took to the air, aircraft have been controlled by moving surfaces which deflect the air, and therefore the aircraft gets deflected in the other direction, you can control the plane. And in most cases, this is a well-tested technology and it works well. But moving surfaces can be a maintenance headache, they create lots of noise, and in military aircraft, they can ruin your carefully crafted stealthy shape. Now, researchers from BAE Systems and Cranfield and Manchester Universities have flown the first aircraft without moving surfaces at all. Instead, they've been controlling it using something called the Coandra effect. This is the tendency of a stream of fluid to stick to a curved surface.
In this case, fluid being air.
Yeah, air's a fluid. And you've probably seen it if you've ever held a spoon up to a little stream of water from a tap. The water tends to stick to the back of the spoon and it curves around and deflects the air. It's actually a lot of the reason why aeroplanes fly. At the point at which the air detaches from the spoon on the curved surface is very, very sensitive to minor deviations. So what they've been doing is blowing air from the engine into that stream and altering the way, whether it stays attached for longer, in which case the air goes downwards, or become detached earlier, in which case the air goes higher than it would have done otherwise.
So you're giving the plane a push using moving air rather than a moving part, but then surely there's got to be a moving part to make the engine duct more air onto that surface, isn't there? So aren't you just moving the problem off of the wing and internally somewhere?
But you're changing it from a very large moving part, which needs big servos and things to move. You actually need very little air to cause these deflections. So they can do it right in the heart of the aircraft where it's nice and protected. They can just make small deflections to it.
And this is working, is it?
And they've got it working. They've got a plane. I've seen a video of it. It's a bit kind of slightly kind of hyper. It's not, looks like not entirely smooth control, but it works. It'll probably appear in military aircraft first, as most of these things do. And probably, I don't know whether you'll ever see it in airliners, because many of the advantages aren't a big advantage for airliners. But there are related technologies to this which can reduce the noise of aircraft taking off and landing, which might be much more practical than we might be seeing in the future.
So the bottom line is you could scale this up to a jumbo. There's no reason why just these little test aircraft are going to be restricted to that sort of size. You could use this on a commercial scale.
Yeah, the only big issue is that at the moment you need something to blow the air, and then that's another point of failure, which might be slightly worrying if you're building an airliner.
Well, I guess it all comes down to testing. On the other hand, Diana...